All right, Amir, let's talk about you.
Okay.
How you feeling right now? How close to 100% are you?
I feel good. You know, I feel great. You know, I've been working on that that ankle every day, and it's feeling better.
What was the lesson learned from game one?
The lesson learned, it was more us. You know, I feel like, we just had a first round jitters, our turnovers, you know, definitely killed us, you know, 19 turnovers. And, as bad as we made mistakes, you know, we were still right there for the game. You know, we just have to clean up on some stuff, play loose and play, Raptors basketball, the game we've been playing all season. So it was more us.
How do you explain jitters? Is it something that changes so drastically from the regular season to the postseason? Was it the hype building? What is it?
I guess I could say probably all the hype, you know, all what was going around, you know, around the arena. Guys, first time, you know, getting that playoff experience, didn't really know how it was going to be in the arena. And, you know, I think it was just all that stuff combined.
Amir Johnson, Raptors here on Tim and Sid. Amir, do you hate the Brooklyn Nets?
I don't like any team but ours.
Okay.
How about that?
Good answer. I like that one.
So if you had it, the microphone where Masai was standing pregame, and we're talking to 3,000 to 4,000 people in Maple Leaf Square, and you leave him with one line, and we're live right now, I just want to preface it. What do you say before you drop the mic and walk off with Timmy L?
What Masai said, you know what I mean? Basically it's, you know, F everybody else, it's just us. And, that's it. That's a statement. That's the way to put it. You know, it's basically, you know, us and everybody else, our fans.
So the team,
I think that's what he was trying to say.
So the team's good with what he said?
I am.
Yeah.
I definitely am. You know, I told that to the media. You know, if it's Masai says F him, I'm with him. I'm with the GM. I'm rolling with that.
Amir, if you guys lose tomorrow, can you still win this series?
That's not even in our mindset, you know, losing. So the next game will definitely be a must win, and we're definitely going to give it all we got, you know, and that's pretty much the end of the story, you know.
Earlier on the show, I said if the goal is to get better, then facing Brooklyn is better for this group of Raptors in the long term. Can you soak up more from having to face former champs like Paul Pierce and KG?
I guess you could say that's a good statement, because we definitely are playing against former champs and a great team, you know. So we definitely can learn from it. We just gotta, you know, play our basketball, and like I said, learn from our mistakes. We go through our film, you know, every day, see what we can do to get better. And definitely, it's a learning experience.
Did game one make you feel more or less confident about your abilities and your ability to win this series?
I'll probably say more, you know, because the mistakes we made, you know, they're definitely fixable. And like I said, we feel like we beat ourselves just from the turnovers we made. And we can definitely clean them up. That's the story of that.
We got over our own shot clock problems of our own. It was our board.
Bad, man, because it was good, but when the announcer was counting down, you know, all he said was 24, and then next thing you hear is like 5.
Yeah, you wanted like a hard 10. Like you want 10, something. 9. I hear you.
It'll just count down the whole clock, because it was kind of tough when you just hear 5-4 and everybody's like scrambling to throw up a shot. So that was pretty bad. So hopefully we can get that fixed up for the next game.
Yeah, God willing, everything works the way it should. And we have shot clocks that everyone can see by the end of the game.
Unlike our board.
Yeah, unlike our board.